In Ballard, west of the commercial strip on Market Street, this issue is front and center. Evan Sugden and the other residents of Lock Haven Apartments found out recently they'll have to move out in coming months. That means Sugden will have to say goodbye not just to his one-bedroom apartment, but also to his vegetable garden.
I have lettuce, radishes.
And even the rock wall in the parking lot that he beautified with ornamental plants and succulents.
So that's been my sort of surreptitious guerrilla gardening project.
Seattle developer Goodman Real Estate bought the complex this past summer. Some residents were shocked to then find 20-day eviction notices, something the city later said was illegal. Goodman has slowed down the process, but still plans to renovate all the units, and Sugden says his $740 rent will likely double. He earns a little more than $30,000 a year as a part-time university biology instructor and a beekeeper.
Living here at Lock Haven is the thing that allowed me to survive that way. It is stressful that it's all just being blown away.
Affordable housing advocate John Fox blames Mayor Mike McGinn for the loss of low-income housing like Lock Haven Apartments. Fox recently slammed McGinn as being, quote, the most shamelessly pro-developer, pro-density, pro-growth mayor in many years. McGinn says Seattle's growing economy is naturally putting a strain on housing.
Because our city's popular, because we're adding jobs, because more people want to live in our walkable urban places, the competition for the existing housing is driving up the rent, driving up housing prices.
McGinn says he plans to update the city's incentive programs so that more affordable housing will get built. And he wants to build close to transit hubs so people save money getting to their jobs. But he says achieving growth also means addressing people's fears.
This is the tension. We hear simultaneously we need more affordable housing. We also hear concerns about our neighborhoods are changing and we don't like the way they're changing.
Seattle's average rent is rising faster than any other big city in the country, and the median home price now tops $450,000. Challenger Ed Murray says it's a big change from when he was a kid.
You know, I actually grew up in West Seattle in a large working-class family, and my family could not live in this city today. That's the extent of the crisis.
Murray and McGinn agree on a lot of things. They both like micro-apartments with proper regulation, and they both wanted taller buildings in South Lake Union to maximize fees developers pay toward affordable housing. But Murray has another idea, mortgage assistance for people like school teachers.
A plan where the city would actually buy a piece of the mortgage to buy down the cost of the housing.
Creating housing that's really affordable is a challenge.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Thank you. We like it very much. It's a very
In May, Laura DeFrate moved into this rental in a brand new building in Ballard with her husband and two kids. It's on the site of the old Sunset Bowl bowling alley, and it's an example of the kind of big buildings popping up all over Ballard. DeFrate got one of the so-called affordable units the developer set aside for a tax break. But rent, parking, and utilities total $1,900 a month. That's a real stretch for them.
I've been trying to keep my eye open for somewhere close by, but rent prices are just going up and up, and I think we might actually have to leave Seattle.
Whether it's McGinn or Murray, the next mayor will have to figure out how to make it possible for people like Laura DeFrate and her family to stay here. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.